Hockey.
Hey guys, welcome back to the World to Ponder podcast. I'm your host, Sogat Pradhan.
And I'm your host, Aziz Dakal. And in today's episode, we're going to be talking about how to define your vision with the strategy. But before we do that, I just want to say that please do not forget to follow us on all the social media platforms that we have. And it'll be underneath this video as well, or on this beneath this episode. Please do not forget to follow us. But before I do that, I just want to talk about how we haven't been uploading for like 2 or 3 weeks now. The reason is because that we've been so busy. I was out of town and Sogat was doing his stuff as well. And so we want to apologize for that. But in the coming endeavors or in the coming days, we're going to be posting a lot more videos and a lot more content, like valuable content, where we're going to bring entrepreneurs. We have made very big impact in the industry of they've chosen, right? And so yeah. you guys have to see which kind of entrepreneurs or whoever we bring on the podcast here soon. So yeah. With that being said, let's start the podcast.
Let's get
Do
it.
You have anything to say, Sogat?
Like I said, you already said that we haven't been uploading for a little bit now. And I also want to apologize from my side too. From now on, we're going to plan on bringing some really, really good guests to this podcast to share their knowledge and share their experience about business, about their lifestyle, and just to teach you guys and just to help you guys move forward with your life. So with that all said, let's go and get started with today's episode, Aziz.
So we're talking about vision, right? So how to define your vision as an entrepreneur, right? And the strategies you can use, obviously. The strategy, I mean, now I think about it, Sogat, the one strategy that I would say is discipline as well, which incorporates the vision, right? Yeah. So let's talk about it, right? So what is a vision? Well, a vision is something that you visualize in your head and you dream of and you say, you know what? I'll get there one day, right? So for example, my vision is to own a multi-million dollar company. What is your vision? Your vision is the same thing as well, right?
Yeah.
So before we do that, what we have to do is we have to set strategies on how to get there, right?
Yeah.
What's another vision that we have, Sogat? Is to help people, right?
Help people.
That's a big vision right there, right?
Right.
So what we have to do, first, we set the businesses up, we become extremely wealthy, and we set the vision, right?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. So
that's what I feel like that's going to help, right?
Yeah, like you said, having a vision at the beginning and then finding a strategy to get there is the way to go, right? Is the way to go. That's 100%. How you achieve that vision. And our biggest vision is creating that multi-million-dollar business, and just using that business to help other people that needs help, no matter where they are at. As a refugee ourselves, we came from a very not very good lifestyle back in Nepal, and we have the opportunity to create that wealth and have that vision now, and we can use that wealth and vision to give back to the people that needs it. And 100%. It's very crucial to have that strategy to get to the vision. So 100%. Like you said, have that vision set at the beginning and then find strategies to get there. All right, Aziz?
100%. Yeah. So, you know, being an entrepreneur isn't easy always. There's a lot of ups and downs. And obviously this podcast being about entrepreneurship and the journey of an entrepreneur. And as you have seen with our previous episodes, we do bring in guests where they talk about their success with us and some nits and grits that they share and they explain how they got to where they are today, right? And so at first, like I talked about in the beginning of this episode, that having a vision is something that's extremely, you know, it's powerful in a way, but it can get ruined because as an entrepreneur, you're not just focusing on one thing, you're focusing on multiple aspects of life and business. And so I think the best thing for us as entrepreneurs is to never quit on what your vision really is before you pursue another thing, right? So if your vision is to build a multi-million dollar company, what should you do? You got to work your ass off and you got to be disciplined, right? I feel like that is a strategy that you can use to get there, right? To your vision of living that lifestyle, serving the people that you want, you know, having choices of your own. And not have to worry about, you know, money, you know, once you get to that level, I think you're at your vision, right? And then after that, you're going to have another vision to define, right?
Yeah.
Let's say you get to 100 million, your next goal might be 500 million, you know? That's another vision, another strategy that you have to set for yourself and be disciplined.
Right.
You know, life isn't easy. And so as an entrepreneur, you know, you can get caught up so fast and go on a different route. And I'm a victim, you know? And so I think you shouldn't do that, because it can, like, you know, it can pull you down and disrupt you from getting to your ultimate vision for yourself, where you will be happy and have the ability to make choices, right? So God, why don't you talk about, you know, whatever you think about an entrepreneur, and the vision that we need to have, and the strategy as well.
Right, absolutely, man. Having a vision, having a dream where you want to achieve, should be a long term, and it shouldn't be something that you can achieve within a week or even a month. And that vision is created through yourself, right? You have to create a vision and then go after that. Use that strategies to get to the vision. And 100%. I feel like most entrepreneurs have the vision, have the goal that they want to reach to, but just don't have the strategy, or just don't know what path to take, because there's so many paths, or, you know, in their life, like they encounter so many things in their life, and they get distracted, or they don't know if they should go this way or this way, right? They get distracted. So they don't have a clear strategy on how to get to their goals. So for example, if you are hunting for a treasure, you have a treasure map, right? There's a big axe on the map, and that's the vision. That's the goal. You want to reach that at the end, but there's so many paths you can take. There's so many ways to get there. And if you don't know which way to take, if you take the wrong way, then you'll never end up there. And you actually have to restart again. You have to probably take a different path again. So it's very crucial to have a strategy when reaching your goals and a vision. Mm-hmm. And it's very important that you make that a daily part of your life, right? You stay focused, you stay disciplined to that strategy, and you follow that strategy to get to your vision, because at the end of the day you have to reach that vision and use that to create another vision, create another goal that you want to reach to. So I think it's very important to have a really, really set good strategy to get there, right?
And 100%.
Yeah, because if you don't have a strategy, if you don't have a game plan, then you will definitely fail. You will never actually get to that end goal that you want to reach to, and
100%.
It'll just be a dream, it'll just be in your head, and it's not going to be a reality if you don't have a clear game plan, if you don't have a clear strategy of getting there.
100%. Right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, again, like, I want to tell you guys about a story. So I was in Washington, D.C., and I'm not bragging at it by any means.
Yeah.
So I was sitting down by a billionaire, right? Sogoth, his name is Dennis Washington, right?
Yeah, he sent me a picture of that.
Yeah. So I was talking to him, and we had lunch. He's worth probably like 7-8 billion. Like, it's nothing. But so when he was building his mine company, right, in Montana,
mm-hmm.
his vision was taking that company to the next level, right? And what are the strategies that he used to scale his business, right? Obviously, he built a system, first of all, and his end vision was that I'm going to be extremely wealthy and serve people at the end of the day, like us. And so as I got to know him better, as I got to talk to him, you know, more, one of the things that he said is that the problem isn't the money, but in today's society, we as Gen Z, we as entrepreneurs, we focus on the money instead of focusing on your vision at the end of the day. Like, we are so eager to get, like, objects, material things so quickly, and we often realize that manifestation is not, you know, not good for us, but it's the opposite, right? Manifestation and having that vision and having those strategies to get there is the key aspect of being wealthy in the future endeavors.
Yeah, right.
That is something that's going to help you out in the long run. And so his vision was being extremely wealthy, but he was also disciplined as an entrepreneur, right? He worked his ass off, right? He worked his ass off to build the coal mining company. And guess what happened? He did it. He scaled the business. He built a system. And he sold it for $400 million, right?
Yeah, right.
That's not $7 billion to what he has right now. But guess what he did? He had another vision, another strategy to get to $7 billion, right? And so, and one of the things that he said was, we as human, like, have a vision, but sometimes we don't get to that and God gives us obstacles and challenges, and you have to dissuade that and go into another route, right, to get to the end vision. But it'll be similar to what you said, right?
So yeah.
One of the things that he told me was that he always wanted a yacht. He sold his company for $400 million. No problem. He can get a yacht, right? But guess what he did? He had another vision. He said, you know what? I'm going to reach to a billion or 7 billion, and then I'll get a yacht. Guess what he did? He actually made a company that sells yacht now, right? So that's another vision that he had. He said, you know what? I want a yacht. And it's one of the largest company in the world. He sells yacht to people like Jeff Bezos, like rich people, you know? Yeah. And so that's the vision. So God like gives you this, he gives you this opportunity to, you know, win in life, but he also gives you the strength and the wisdom to move forward. And when he does, you move forward, you don't come back. And so in order to do that, you need a system in place and you need a vision in place.
Yeah.
And so what I want to tell our viewers is that life isn't easy, you know, with Mr. Dennis Washington, life wasn't easy for him. He sold a company for $400 million. If I was him, I would have been like, oh, I'm chilling. I got $400 million, you know, but that's me, right? But for him, it was something else. So what did I learn from this event? Well, I learned to be, you know, consistent with my work and to never be afraid to dream big and have the vision, but also have the strategy. You know, I got to meet one of the biggest neurosurgeons too in the country, Ben Carson, right? And so learning from all these entrepreneurs and you know, hospital business owners, you know, their vision was like, their vision was less than what it could be, right? What it is now. But before it was nothing to them because, you know, they were just so focused and grinding on their stuff. So, you know, I want to tell our viewers that don't be afraid to set big dreams and have, you know, big vision. But before you do that, if you're an entrepreneur, definitely, you know, decide how you're going to get there, because you can have a vision and you can have goals and have discipline to get to your vision and the goals that you set for yourself, but it's not going to work if you're not going to work.
Yeah. And man, I'm very jealous that you got an opportunity to meet all those people.
Yeah.
I hope I get to meet them too one day. But yeah, those people actually had a really, really good vision, like really big vision, and actually worked hard to get there. They had a strategy, 100%. They had a game plan to get there, and they actually made it. And once they made it, they had another game plan. They had another strategy to get to another goal. Yes. So it's really amazing how you can actually create a lot of things with having a big goal, so you can actually achieve that. Mm. And without a clear strategy, without a big game plan, then it's never going to be achievable. So 100%. Also, I really liked the part where you talked about how people are only focusing on money, like, you know, millennial or newer entrepreneurs are only focusing on money instead of the vision, instead of the strategy, the game plan. And that's definitely going to pull you down for in the long term, right? Because if you 100%. Focus on the money, you'll never actually reach to your goal, right?
But one thing that I will tell you is that you can have a vision of how much money you want to make, as you saw mine of how much I want to make, and as I know how much you want to make, right?
Yeah.
That's a vision, right? But that we're not desperate to say, oh, like, I need to make this money today, though. You know what I mean? So it's like you can have a vision of how much money you want to make.
Yeah.
But don't be too desperate to a point where, you know, you're like, money is all I want and I don't want to help or do the work to make the money. Because if you just focus on money, then, and you don't do the work, then you're not going to get to that.
Right? Yeah. You gotta. I feel like the way that I see money is, it's a tool for motivation. It's a tool for actually getting to my vision. But I don't really focus on money, but I use that as a tool. So I have a set goal, like how much money I want to make, right? But I don't stop if I make. So let's say that if I want to make 50,000 this year, right? If I want to make 50,000 this year, and I reach that goal, I'm not gonna stop right there. I'm gonna keep going. I'm gonna have another goal. I'm gonna say, I made 50,000 this year. Next year, I'm gonna make 200,000. So I'm gonna get to that goal again. But I'm gonna use that money as a tool to motivate myself to get to my vision, get to my 100%. Goal. And that should be a strategy that you should use to get to your goal. So 100%. Don't actually just focus on money. Don't actually just focus on getting to that goal of making that much money. But use that money as motivation. Use that as a tool to get to that goal, get to the vision. And once you get to that goal, then you can have another strategy. Then you can have another another amount of money to motivate you to get to another goal, to reach
100%.
A lot of goals in the life, right? 100%. So I don't know how you, I think you see the money the same way, right?
No, I do. I do. And yeah. As I look right now on my wallpaper, my vision board, you know, yeah, I have some crazy numbers that my parents thought, well, like, how are you going to do this? Like, I don't know if you're going to do it. Like, they said that to me and I'm like, well, if I don't, then I, you know, I'm trying to reach for the stars. And if I don't hit it, then I'll hit something, right? Yeah, absolutely. If I don't hit 100 million, I'll hit 50 million, right? Yeah. It's fine. I'll live a comfortable life, right? So it's good. Like that motivates me every single day. You know, I go there and I look as I'm looking right now, that motivates me every single day and says, you know what, you need to bust your ass off for this because life is not going to be easy and getting to that number is not going to be easy as well, right?
Yeah, it's so, definitely not going to be easy. Nope.
Definitely. So that's my vision right there, right? In order for me to get there, I need to define the strategies, which I have, right? Real estate is one, right? So money makes money, right? But one thing that I want to say is that if you're an entrepreneur, like, yes, like one thing that I said was entrepreneurs bleed every single day. And this is so true. And this came in use. You know why entrepreneurs bleed every single day? Because they don't have an actual income, set of income until your business is set, right?
Yeah.
You don't know how much your business is going to be evaluated as. But one thing that you're going to know for a fact is that if you work your ass off and if you get to that vision with your business, you can definitely make your business a multi-million dollar business.
Yeah.
And that can go be, you know, hitting the target really well, right?
Yeah. And another thing is like when you only focus on money, when you only focus on making that money, you tend to actually work for that money and 100%. Not actually, you know, get to your goal and you get distracted. So if you are trying to reach like 100,000 and you actually reach that 100,000, but your only vision was, your only goal was to make that 100,000 and nothing else, then you'll actually stop there and get back to where you're at.
100%.
Right.
Yeah.
But the money 100%. Will actually use you. And I think definitely having that motivation, definitely having that discipline and focusing actually on the vision, focusing on the progress to get there is very important. And now why don't we talk about some of the strategies that we can use that to get to our goals and vision, Aziz. Why don't you talk about that now so that, you know, our audience has a clear idea of what kind of strategies they can take, what kind of path they can take to get to their goals and, you know, their visions, right?
100%. Yeah, so I kind of got excited for this topic about the strategy part because I feel like every entrepreneur should have a strategy, right? Whatever they do in life, you know, or every relationship has strategies, right? You go through ups and downs. You have all this, you know, risk involved as well. Because if you don't get along, you know, break up, right? That's a risk, right? Driving a car is a risk, right? Isn't there a strategy involved? Look left, look right, you know, look to the back. If not, someone's going to hit your ass, right? That's how life is. So God.
It is, yeah.
Right? Mark Cuban says there's always someone who's willing to kick your ass.
Right.
You know why
they're
doing that? Because they have a strategy and a vision, right? And it's deep. It's really deep. And some people listening to this might think, oh, this is just bullshit, but it's not. Life is really like this. Life is really like, you know, it's a ball. And if you throw it, it'll go really far. If not, if you throw it like down the road, it'll go down the road. That's how life is, right? Whether it's in relationship, whether you're an entrepreneur, right? Yep. Whether you're a dad, whether you're a mother, life is like that. And it'll treat you like that.
Yep.
But the farther the ball you throw and the farther the strategy you have, the bigger the goal you're going to have, the bigger the vision you're going to have.
Yeah.
Right.
Absolutely.
The bigger the milestone you're gonna hit, right? Or you're gonna accomplish, right?
Yeah.
So let's talk about strategies, right? On how to get there and how to throw the ball from Pacific Ocean or from California to to Asia, to another continent, right?
Yeah.
And so what I want to tell people, Sagat, is that as an entrepreneur, you gotta have strategies, as I said, and I'm just repeating myself right now. But one thing that I want to say is that I think this is a big factor in anything.
Mm-hmm.
One of the strategies is discipline, right? Because we even talked about this on previous episode about how to become disciplined, right? Or
being
disciplined with anything, right? And this comes, you know, with relationship, with entrepreneurship, with being a father, with being a mother. Discipline, right? If you don't have the discipline to, you know, work your ass off every single day, you know, and then focus on your to-do list as an entrepreneur to build your business to the next level. As I said, Dennis Washington built his business to $400 million, and he went off and built a bigger a corporation business. He was disciplined. That's one of the strategies. And we often forget about that. Nobody remembered that, remembers that. And I'm talking to you guys as your host, as an entrepreneur myself. And there are some days that I'm not disciplined. You know, there are some days that I'm lazy. And I feel like you have those days as well.
So yeah, of course, man. I'm not gonna lie. I do have.
Yeah, still, you know. And so you gotta have discipline. And so do you wanna carry on and talk about discipline of, you know, your topic and what you think to become successful and throw the ball from one place to another place?
Yeah, of course, man. You know, staying disciplined, like you said, is very important. And we all have those days where we're not disciplined, where we don't go after our dreams. And, you know, it's okay to have those dreams, but you got to keep pushing forward. You got to keep grinding. You got to keep, you know, keep up with your progress to get to your vision. Because at the end of the day, you know what? No one else is going to tell you to do those things, right? No one's going to tell you to get up. Yeah, get up and do your shit, right? You have to tell yourself that. You have to have the discipline by yourself. You know, no one else is going to do that for you.
100%.
Because, you know, to reach your goal, it's all you. It's all on you. And you can't rely on anyone else to help you get to your goal, right? So staying disciplined is very important. And it's a big factor when it comes to strategy to get to your vision, strategy to get to your goals. And if you're not disciplined to yourself, then you're definitely going to fail, right?
100%.
You're definitely going to fail. And 100%. Another way to use that discipline is having a set of routine that you do every single day, like a ritual that you do every single day. That's going to help you out a lot, because if you don't have a routine, if you don't have a structured day, you'll definitely 100%. Get lost. You'll definitely not achieve a lot of things during the day. And then you will say, hey, I'm going to do this tomorrow. But if you don't have that routine, then you're not going to do anything tomorrow. You're not going to do anything next week, right? No, so having that routine written down, having that ritual written down, or even mentally written down, is very important. Because if you don't have that, then your day will be messy. You'll get lost. You won't be able to achieve anything. And then your vision will actually just disappear from you, right? So 100%. Yeah, that's one of the strategies that you can actually use. Is writing down what you want to do every single day, writing down all the goals that you want to achieve. So like Aziz and me, we actually write down what we want to achieve tomorrow, what we're going to achieve the next day. 100%. We write them down and then we look at it and then get those things done, right? Because if we don't have those things, then we're going to, so if you don't write them down, or if you don't think about it, then you're going to forget about that and you're never going to get them done, right?
Yeah, 100%. So yeah, like Sogat said, writing down your to-do list task, right? So I have a piece of paper right there, Sogat. And every single morning, what I do is I look at it, right? And I go, okay, this, I got homework because I'm a student, and Sogat is a student as well. And so, but that doesn't mean that you can't focus on your goals. That doesn't mean that you can't write down, you know, a to-do list and go, okay, today I'm going to accomplish this. Within next month, I'm going to accomplish this. Within next month, I'm going to accomplish this, right? And so every single day, if you do that, like, so I like what Sogat said, because that's really a key aspect of being disciplined. Because if you don't have a vision for yourself, you know, with one of those strategies and becoming disciplined with it, then that's when your day is going to kind of, you know, be claustrophobic, and it's going to be
just gonna, your day is going to just be over.
100%.
You're not going to get anything done, right?
100%. So yeah, so I'm gonna be honest, Saturday, Sundays, I take a chill. I really do, Sogat. So Saturday, Sundays, I go light. You know, I went to the garden today with my parents. I mean, I don't normally do that. I did when I had time, I did in the previous times. But when I don't have times, you know, I said, you know what? I can't go. Even my dad wants me to go so bad, I can't go because I have my shit to take care of, right? Yeah. And so, you know, there's some age that, you know, you get to hang out around with your parents and you get to have fun, but now it's not the age. Now it's time to work hard, right? And what do I do now? Well, every single day, So what I wake up, you know, boom, I started real estate, right? Boom, I do that, done. Guess what? That's going to help me reach my goals, and it's going to help me make money as well, because that's going to be one of my sources of income that I'm creating for myself, right? So God.
Yeah.
So, right. So absolutely. People often forget about those small things in life, right? That's mm-hmm. just one thing that I said. There's multiple things that I have. I wish I can go run and get it, but I don't want to kind of be, you know, I don't want to just destroy the footage, but
right.
But you got to, you know, do stuff like that. You know, there's some people I know, there's some friends I know, other, you know, friends that I know from high school that are working their ass off too. You know, one, guess what? They have reached their goals, right? And when yeah. I look at that, one guy that I told you, he's worth $1 million probably, and he's only 18, you know?
Yep.
It's crazy. Yep. How did he do it? It's discipline, right? And so the question that I ask myself is that, how can I get there, right? And same with Sogat too. So one of the things that I want to say is that being disciplined is very key. So be disciplined, and with being disciplined, have the vision in place, because that's going to take you far in life. And today's topic is about, you know, defining your true vision and how to get there, right, with strategies. And one of the strategies is being disciplined, right? And so yeah. Do you have anything to talk about? Because if not, I want to move on to the next.
Yeah, and being disciplined actually is a very key factor here, because, you know, also in that discipline category, I have another thing where, you know, when you want to get to your goal, do the things that you say you want, you will do, right? So if you
100%.
Yeah, so let's say that if you tell yourself, hey, I want to do this tomorrow, I want to do this next week, do 100%. That thing, do it, right? Mm-hmm. Because if you don't do it, you're going to keep pushing it to the next day, and you're never going to ever. You're never going to accomplish that. So that's very key when it comes to being a discipline. So that's all I got to add. If you want to move on to the next strategy, then.
Yeah. Yeah. So the first thing was being disciplined. Uh-huh. And the second thing I want to talk about is habit, right?
Habit. Yeah.
These are all things that we talked about. So God, and this is what Tony Robbins will tell you too. Seriously. I joined his webinar, right?
Yeah.
This is all he talks about is discipline, habit, your brain, your mindset, right? And the yep. third thing is mindset. There's a lot of things that we can talk about, but I want to talk about discipline, habit, and mindset.
Yeah.
Right? Yep. So habit, right? Setting a good habit is a key factor when it comes to, you know, reaching to your goals and the vision that you have for yourself, right? Every single day, what do? We wake up, we go, we shower, we brush our teeth, right? That's a habit. We don't even think about it. We just go and do it. It's yeah. like a robot doing that every single day. You know, I hope you guys brush your teeth. You know, I do. Right. So every single day, like, we wake up, we go and do that. Right. And so you got to set good habits in life. Right. And so if you don't, because life is going to come at you like crazy, and it's going to constantly tell you, like, hey, get your shit together. Like, hey, get your ass to, you know, work and set these habits. You can be disciplined but not have good habits and still be bad
at yep, what you do. Yep. And you gotta make that habit part of your day, every single day, right? You can't just do it for
100%.
A few days and stop doing it. You have to make that habit come naturally, right?
100%. Yep.
You can't just do it for a few days and then stop. That's not gonna be good for yourself. That's not gonna be good for your health. That's not gonna be good for your vision, right? So
100%.
Yeah, creating a good habit is also very important when it 100%. Comes to strategies of getting to your vision and goals. So for myself, you know, for example, I wake up at 6 every single day. Mm-hmm. I brush mm-hmm. my teeth. I go to the gym every morning, and then once I get to the gym, I eat breakfast, and then I start getting to my work, and I do that every single day. It's been mm-hmm. part of my life since I started doing that, and it actually helps me out a lot.
Yeah, I need to go to the gym in the morning, because I don't do that. I go in the like during the day where, you know, I have time in between. I need to go to the gym in the morning too, like, you know, as you said, because that's when, you know, your mind is fresh. You're working out.
It actually like it wakes you up.
Right? Yeah, shower and then boom, get to your work. I think that's the way to start your morning, right?
Or
your day. So once I get my vehicle, I'll start going to the gym in the morning instead of the day. So that's something that I'll take note as
well. Yeah, I think it's better than going in the evening though.
100%.
When you go in the morning, it wakes you up. It pushes, it wakes you up to work harder during the day. Because if you don't, for myself, when I don't wake up at 6 and go to the gym, I kind of feel lazy and I don't feel like doing as much work as I want to. So
yeah,
I think you should actually start going in the morning.
100%. Yeah. I'll take that advice too. Yeah.
All right.
So it's not that I don't go to the gym. I do go to the gym. On Sundays, obviously where I live, they close early. So on Sundays, I don't go to the gym because today's Sunday. But Saturday, 6 days a week, I do go to the gym. So with my friend. Obviously when I left out of town, I couldn't because obviously I'm not here. And at the hotel, I couldn't go to the gym because they said I was with this program, so they're very strict.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, they treated like I work for the government, man. There's security everywhere. There's security everywhere. They wouldn't let me go out of the hotel. So I was gonna meet up with a friend and they don't let me go. They're like, hey, you can't go. You can't go grab a coffee. No. I'm like, bro, I'm 19 years old. Come on. I know what to do, right? Like, no one's gonna come after me. Like,
so they don't let me
go. And I couldn't go to the gym either. So it was very strict. And yeah, it was a fancy hotel. I'll tell you that for sure. But yeah, back to the topic. Sorry. But yeah, so you gotta have a good habit and you gotta set a good discipline because with these three things, if you have it right and if you do it right, and if you get the dopamine level to a point where you're like, huh, let me get to this right now, let me crush this. Oh man, you're gonna be unstoppable for sure.
Yeah.
And mindset is something that we all should be, we all should think about, and we all should care about, because that is something that's going to drive you. That is something that's going to help you become disciplined. That is something that's going to help you become, better every single day and set good habits, right? It's here.
Yep.
As soon as you wake up from the bed, right? As soon as you wake up from the bed, your mind could tell you, go back to sleep, get your ass up, go brush your teeth, right? That's mindset. Once you wake up, then your mind says automatically, go brush your teeth, go shower, right?
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? So do not get it twisted. Like, yeah, I'm talking about discipline, habit, mindset. But these three things are very crucial and they're very similar, but a little bit different from each other because they have connect. It's like a connecting bot, right? Mindset, habit, discipline, boom, boom, boom. And so you fix the mindset, go on to setting good habits. You wake up, you actually do it, and you become disciplined with it.
Mm-hmm.
That's all you need. That's all you need to have the vision for yourself in the future, in the future endeavors that you want to reach, right? Or
yeah,
you
absolutely. Have to get there. 100%. Yeah. Yeah. Mindset, having a clear mindset and having that, mindset of a beast is very important. 100%. And I really like where you, when you brought up that, when you keep sleeping or chasing.
100%.
One of my current coach, my real estate coach, actually says that a lot. There's two type of people you can actually wake up in the morning and keep sleeping and keep dreaming about your dreams, or you can wake up and chase your dreams. Which one do you want to do, right? So that's like actually the mindset that you can choose between. And I rather choose the one that where I chase the dreams instead of just sleeping and dreaming about it. So
100%.
Yeah, having that mindset is very important. That mindset will help you create that vision. That mindset will help you create that discipline, that habit, that routine. Having a clear mindset is important.
100%.
As an entrepreneur or as a business owner or anyone, right? Having that mindset is very important too, because you can either create a negative mindset or positive mindset. And that's going to determine what you can do in life, right?
100%.
Even when you're like failing, even when you're failing with the business, even when you're failing with your college, you can have that mindset of, hey, I can't do this anymore, and just give up on yourself. Or you can say, yeah, I failed this time, but I'm going to do it better next time.
100%.
So, yeah.
100%.
Yeah. Choose what kind of mindset you want to have.
I wouldn't mind failing college, right? Because guess what? College, I know this is a different topic, but you brought that up.
Yeah.
I wouldn't mind failing. You know why? Because we're in the system where like, you gotta get that 4.0. You gotta work your ass off. and become the person you want to become, or else you're not going to become one of that person.
Right.
That's what our system tells us, Sogat. And it dissuades a lot of, you know, kids becoming from entrepreneur. And, you know, you and I don't come from a wealthy background. We're poor, no. You know, huh. We're still poor. I mean, yeah, we made some money with our businesses. I mean, yeah, you know, but does that mean we're multimillionaires? No. I mean, we do get back, but, you know, we like, that's the thing. Like, you know, when you're uneducated, you know, you don't, there's a lot of things that you don't know about, right? Like, it's just kind of hard to, like, you know, learn. And so, and so, you know, our parents want us to, you know, go to school, become a doctor, lawyer, but that's not me though. If you think about it, everyone is an entrepreneur here. Everyone, every single human being is an entrepreneur. You know why? Let's say they become a lawyer. They can use that lawyer, the skill that they have, and go on and open their own business and become self-employed, right? They're an entrepreneur. No one's stopping them. They can open their own firm. You can become a doctor and open your own hospital.
Yeah.
Right. So everyone is an entrepreneur in this world. No one is, you know, just a normal human being. Because what do entrepreneurs do? They solve problems. They have a vision, right? And so I want to say that if you want to become an entrepreneur and who's watching this podcast, go for it. Don't be afraid to do so, because yes, it's going to kick your ass. Like, we stress I stress every single day. You stress every single day,
mm-hmm.
You know?
Right.
Oh, I want to do this. I want to do that. I want, because we all want better future for ourselves, our family, our kids, right? So, but you will do it if you have the right mindset. So, I mean, again, it can't be for everyone, but it can be for everyone, long as you have those three things that we talked about. And if you have the drive and the passion for it as well at the end of the day,
yeah,
you know, and absolutely. So
100%.
And,
I agree.
And the vision is key. And so I hope in this episode that we talked about some key aspect of defining a true vision for yourself, but incorporated with strategies that we said, which were discipline, habit, and mindset, right? And so I hope you guys enjoy this episode. And that's all I have from my side. And if Sogat wants to talk about from his side, you know, go ahead. Yep.
Yeah, I actually don't really have too many things to say now. But when you know, the college thing, when you brought up some people actually uses that as an excuse to not do things in life. You know, if they want to start a business, or if they want to achieve something in life and they're actually in college or school, they use that as an excuse. Like, hey, I'm too busy with college. I'm too busy with school. It's very hard. I can't really focus and things like that. And you shouldn't be using that as an excuse, because anyone can do anything in life, right?
100%.
So, look at us. We're going to college. We're doing business. We're doing 100%. Podcasts. We're doing so many things, and we're still doing it. We're still maintaining it. Mm-hmm. So don't use that as an excuse. But you know, if you fail in business, if you fail in college, don't put yourself down, because you can actually do that better next time. And it should be a factor of motivation, and just not something that is going to push you down. So use that as a motivation. That's all I want to say. So thank you guys so much for watching this podcast. I hope this episode was helpful, and we'll try to bring some more guests on the next coming episodes.
100%.
We're gonna try to make this podcast really good. So you have anything else, Aziz?
So yeah, please keep loving the podcast. Please, you know, give us some comments. Please do not hesitate to give us some comments and see what you guys, you know, think about this podcast or this episode. And you know, go follow our social media as well. Mine is Ashista Call on Instagram.
Follow TikTok. Us on mine is Sogat Pradhan on Instagram.
And TikTok as well,
TikTok,
right?
TikTok.
And then also follow us with our entrepreneurship journey as well, and also with this podcast as well, as we move forward and bring in guests. I have some big goals, and also Sogat has some big goals to bring on some very big guests in the future endeavors, and I know it'll become successful as long as you put your mind to it. And so that's all I have. So do not forget to, you know, follow all of the social media links that we have posted down below, and show some love. I hope we'll continue to provide this kind of value to you guys, and I hope we upbring your emotions to the next level, where you guys can succeed with entrepreneurship as well. So that's all I have.